None but the hungry heart. 5:14. Full provision. Let him ask in faith and have no doubts. For he who has doubts is like the surge of the sea, driven by the wind and tossed into spray. A person of that sort must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a one is a man of two minds, undecided in every step he takes. James 1, verses 6 to 8. First, we are to rest in the fact that our Father has made full provision for all our needs. Positionally, we are complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it is that we can trust him daily for his exceeding abundantly above. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. It is true that all God requires of us we lack, but it is also true that all we need he supplies. The believer can give thanks that God has supplied all his needs as to standing, and he engages to supply all his needs as to walk. But while we see our Father's requirement and recognize his provision, let us not overlook our responsibility. When we fail, it is to this our failure may be traced. It is not because the provision has been insufficient or unavailable or afar off, but because the channel has been obstructed, the avenues of the soul have been closed, so that the need has remained unsupplied. Our responsibility lies in the exercise of faith. I will not think of the infinities of my need, except to lead me to the divine simplicity of the infinity of his supply. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15.